Hello, welcome to the Chicken Sushi Clan podcast. I'm your host, Andy, aka Rockstar Rand, here with Jab, aka Julie.
Hello, welcome.
My fake wife. If you've listened to episode one, you know all about how she's my fake wife. So,
if you've made it this far, congratulations.
We don't have a guest here for episode four, so it's nice though. I can not wear pants. It's great.
It's true.
No pants today for this episode.
Sometimes he'll just flash me his balls.
The ball flashing
they
game.
They just want to say hi. It's a game?
Well, yeah.
I didn't know it was a game.
Well, what's it's the penis flashing game. And
what is the object of the game?
To
what's the objective?
Surprise you with my genitals.
Okay.
You never seen the movie Waiting?
No.
I think I've asked you about this before. But, yeah, it's the whole objective is to flash the other person your genitals, and there's different ways, and if the person sees your genitals or looks at them, you get to kick them and say that they're gay.
So if I see your genitals, I get to kick you and say that you're gay?
No, I get to kick you.
If you see my genitals?
Yeah.
No. If I see your genitals, you kick me and say that I'm gay.
Well, that's in the movie.
Joke's on you, that's my thing.
That's just...
I'm kidding, it's not. But that, I am a little bit gay.
I just
so
get the enjoyment.
So it's not entirely even true.
I just get the enjoyment of showing you my genitals.
Don't kick me.
In unique ways.
Don't kick me without warning. Like, let's have a conversation beforehand and then, like, surprise me with it. It's fine. Irrelevant. You know, like, I just want, like, a warning that the kicking is coming, you know? Because if you're gonna kick me and call me gay, that's fine. I just would like to be prepared. Like, let me know the game has started, and that's, so I'll be on the lookout not to, you know, if that's, like, I guess if we're agreeing to terms right now of this game, the genital kicking penis game, whatever the hell this is, I don't know.
I don't think you're allowed to kick gays.
Are we agreeing to
what? You're not allowed to kick gays. That's a hate crime.
It is a hate crime. It's also domestic abuse because I'm your girlfriend.
Yes.
And, like, I hit back, so,
all
like...
All this sounds like I'm going to jail.
Yeah, honestly.
That's why I've never kicked you after I...
Thank you. You just make me look at it.
Yeah, which I could also technically probably go to jail for.
I mean, we live together. We share a dwelling. I think it's fair.
The funniest shit happened today at the head shop when I was there. The lady, like, before me, she, like, went to, like, swipe her card, like, way, like, too early. Like, he didn't even, like, have it all, like, ready. And she had it, in, like, jammed in there. And the dude's like, whoa, lady, you gotta wait till it asks you for consent. You can't just go jabbing that thing in there.
Iconic.
That was awesome.
Was that the same guy that was there? We went back.
No, it was a different guy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Shift change.
I swear, it was a different guy. I swear they only work, like, 2 hours.
They probably do.
They have, like, the shortest shifts. They have a different person every single time I go there.
They switch locations all the time. I would never want to work, like...
Yeah, you'd start, like,
it doesn't sound too bad if all I'm doing is counting inventory and smoking and vape, like, and vaping, you know, and, like...
I feel like they have you work, like a half shift at one place and then another half shift somewhere else.
Like, you work five, like, so split often. Shift, like, 4 hours at a time.
Yeah.
That'd be awful.
I feel like they do that to them a lot.
They probably do that so they can go home and get high in between shifts so they're more productive. They're probably like, let them do a couple dabs in the parking lot. That's really what they want to work here for.
They're like, yeah, we know we're a head shop. Like, we know what kind of,
like,
employees we're going to get.
Like, 4 hours at a time. Like, that way they get here, they're high. They're not high by the end of the shift. They smoke a little in the parking lot before they go. They mind their own business.
Like, we can't have them focus for 8 hours at a time.
Yeah,
that's ridiculous.
That's awful.
We can't ask that
much
of them.
You know how many stoners would quit? All of them. That's why the head shop is always open. They're never not open.
It's like, dude, I thought this was going to be a cool job, man. I'm just making fun of the stereotype.
I love that every time I'm like, well, what flavor do you have? If I've ever said that to the person at the counter about the vape that I'm getting. They have, like, six of them in their pocket, and they're like, ugh, which one? Which not? And I'm like, okay, excessive, but I guess you work here, so...
They're like, tell me a flavor that you can find that we don't have.
Yeah, or that they don't like, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like you have so many because you can't just pick one that you like. you know? I feel like it's like picking a pack of cigarettes that you like. I found my brand and my flavor. I like what I like,
you know? And I feel like once you get, like, set on anything, like, it's like, why switch, you know? It's you try anything else and it's a disappointment and you're like, fuck. It literally is.
Like, it's awful.
Same thing with, like...
Don't vape, kids. Don't do it. It's not good for you.
No. It's definitely not a habit to get into. They're gonna... I guess they're gonna get rid of the disposable vapes in Ohio.
Yeah, they're, like...
They're making them illegal.
Like, in a month or so.
Yeah, it's gonna be gone.
That sucks. What am I gonna do?
The whole reason, like, tobacco...
Go back to Lucas, I guess.
Yeah, the whole reason tobacco is even 21 is because kids were vaping in school bathrooms.
That's not my fault. I waited till I was of legal age. Like, why am I being punished?
And these kids be fucking vaping in school bathrooms and shit.
I minded my... And honestly, who cares? Kids have been smoking in the school bathroom since forever. That's always been a thing.
I know, right?
Kids are gonna fuck... After school, that's a given. Kids are gonna smoke in the bathroom.
There's literally songs
about it. And they're
gonna
smoke in the woods before school. That's just smoke weed in the woods before school. They're gonna smoke cigarettes in the bathroom at lunch. They're gonna fuck after school while their parents aren't home. That's exactly how being a teenager is. Not me, I was boring. But like most of my peers, that's exactly how it went. You know, most of my peers, that was their day to day, you know?
Smoking in the boys' room.
Exactly. It's been a thing forever.
Can't stop it.
You can't stop it. That's just what teenagers do.
Dare? You can't stop it.
Forever.
Dare just increased it.
Yeah, because now we have the knowledge. Dare? Of what it does to you. How to... What the street names are.
Like, it just helped
now
us.
Now I know how to look for it. Like...
It's like one of the biggest fails in the war on drugs is Dare. It, like...
Yeah, literally.
And I remember
it educates them on how to do drugs better.
I remember the day...
And how to be sneakier about it, because now they know, like, what the people are looking for.
They brought, like, weed and stuff in and to, like, show us. And they were like, yeah, this is what... These are what drugs look like, and this is what they, like... Like, this is, like, the consistency of them and to know if it's drugs. It was totally fucking Mexican brickweed. It was totally a fucking block of weed, like like saran wrapped.
Because weed wasn't that good back then.
No, and it, I remember it was so fucking brown.
Like, that was like it wasn't even mints. It was.
It was fucking Mexican dirt weed.
It's awful.
It was so bad. And I was just
Did they
like,
bring just weed? Did they bring other drugs?
I think they had... he had a vial of Coke or PCP. There was like a couple... I think
I've never seen PCP in person.
It was like just a white
That's
powder,
one of the
I think.
Ones
or he had
I haven't
something
seen
else.
In person.
What else did he have?
My dad took me on a tour through the drug lab when he worked in the Justice Center. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about that, but it was a really cool experience. Before I elaborate, I'll have to ask. It was really cool. I saw everything. I saw bags and bags and bags and bags of ecstasy and every color and every shape. Name a cartoon character. Okay. And, like, people maybe knew this before I knew it, but, like, I was, like, flabbergasted. I lived a very sheltered life. I was, like, you know, 13. I was, like, in, like, 8th grade, you know? And, like, I would, you know, went to work with my dad for a day. And it was, and he, and I saw every drug ever. It was the first time I was exposed to any sort of drug ever. Not even exposed to, like, seen anything. I saw it all in one place. And in, like, a scientific format. It was, like, very much, like, I learned so much. I was, like, yes. It was cool. It was great. And there were bongs. And they had so many bongs in the evidence room. And I saw so many, like, funny... Like, a very distinct Homer Simpson bong. And these are things that, like, were so controversial. And my dad was like, oh, this is, like, the worst of the worst. Look at all these bongs. And I'm like... Fennel's a thing. I don't know. I didn't know that at the time. Also, I don't know if it was a thing back then. I'm sure it was. I know heroin, all that jazz, but, like, I think fentanyl is more of a... It's a newer thing. It's a newer problem.
It's always kind of been around for a while, but it's a newer, like, epidemic.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I don't think it was, like, an epidemic back then.
But you said ecstasy, and he had a bag of ecstasy. I remember him pulling it out, and I was like, damn, those look good. I would do that.
Yeah, there looks like Flintstone vitamins in every... Yes. I was like, I would low-key eat a bag of those right now. Like, give me the Ninja Turtles. I will have a handful.
Please.
They had Obama ones. It was great. It was cool.
I remember a Scooby-Doo Mystery Machine, and I was like,
ooh. I was older than 13 and yes. Obama was... How old were you when Obama was running for office?
I think that would have been like 8th grade.
He was either just running or just had been elected.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah, but I remember Obama tabs. It was cool. It was great.
They get so creative with ecstasy.
Yeah, and I was like...
They really think of everything.
Yeah.
They're like, here's the nostalgia pack of this ecstasy. Like, every cartoon character
you
want.
You like Rugrats? We got Rugrats.
Yeah.
Like...
It's so ridiculous.
And, like, it's crazy the amount of details they can push into those little pills. Like,
I know, and they're so tiny.
Yeah.
That's crazy that you can just know.
Look, they really do look like Flintstone vitamins. That's exactly what they looked like to me. It was crazy.
Yeah, they look tasty.
They look so tasty. I love Flintstone vitamins.
No Flintstone vitamin is safe around me.
Honestly, like, should we go get some?
Maybe, and act like they're ecstasy.
Yeah, because, like, I'm not cool enough to do...
Town.
No, I don't want to do that. I just want to, like, eat a handful of them just to get what it would feel like to eat a handful of those tablets.
All right. I will
like,
say...
But it would be a safe way to do it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you know how they say, like, oh, if you want to eat glass, like, make sugar and then break it and then eat it like glass. Or, like, there's no marble.
Or it's like kids that who, like, snort pixie sticks.
Yeah.
They're just doing Flintstone vitamins.
Like, yeah, but it's the same. Like, it's going to scratch the same itch in my brain because it's going to feel the same on my teeth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I'm not going to get fucked up on drugs because I'm like, I can't handle that. I only have 2 brain cells and they don't even touch. So, like, you know, I can't be doing handfuls of ecstasy.
Flintstone vitamin, you know?
But yeah, but like a handful of Flintstone vitamins, like, I can use a vitamin boost. Like,
well,
yeah,
you only need like 1 or 2 pills of ecstasy. And then you'd be fucking.
But I would
good.
Like. But no. But I would like to feel what it's like to like have a handful. Of, if I could, why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
To just crunch that, you know what I mean?
They have candy like that too, don't they? That's, I can't think of what they're called.
No, but I feel like the like. I don't know. I've never done ecstasy. I don't know, but I feel like it's gonna like those Flintstone vitamins have like more of a pilly like.
Yeah.
A medicine-y taste.
For sure.
So I feel like that would be, you know, because I don't want to eat it. I don't want to bite into them and then just be like, oh, yes, it's candy.
Yeah.
I want it to, like, be...
Like the candy flavorfulness.
Yeah. I want it to have, this is kind of gross.
I don't know if ecstasy is flavored.
I've never done. I'm not cool. Someone, you know, email us.
Yeah, let us know. Tweet at us. Is there flavored? Like, is like, oh, yeah, this
I
is...
I don't think so, but, like, what is it?
Got a tang of lemon to it.
Does it just taste like nothing? Does it just taste like baking soda?
I don't... Oh, the time I did, I can't remember. It was so long ago. I can't remember what it tasted like.
Did you do it in tablet form?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which was yours a shape?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was either.
You can't remember?
I think it was a Smurf.
It was a... Oh, that's cool.
I want to say it was a Smurf. I'm trying to remember. I'm pretty sure it was a Smurf.
I'm not that cool.
I've seen a bunch, though. Like, a bunch of crazy ones. I'm like, you know, you're on the internet and stuff. Or, like, wow, you ever seen, like, whole sheets of acid?
Yeah.
The whole artworks and stuff?
Those are cool.
Yeah, I've seen pages, like, dedicated to that. Because some, like, are, like, you know those pictures that are, like, a bunch of pictures and then make up a bigger picture? Some are like that, and those are awesome.
Oh, that's actually kind of cool, because then it's, like, I got a little piece of something and it's its own thing.
And each, like, acid tab is a little, a picture.
It's its own little picture.
And it makes up a whole big picture.
I love that.
When it's
that's
on the
really
sheet.
Cool.
Yeah, I've seen those. That's, I don't know how those
drugs
work.
Drugs are fun, you guys. Do them. Just kidding, don't do them. That's bad advice.
Don't
do drugs. We do not condone drug use. Actually, we don't do it at all. That was a, no.
No, yeah. All of this happened.
I don't do drugs. I've never done a drug in my life. I've never smoked, tobacco. I've never even taken an ibuprofen.
All of this was before the statute of limitations for me. I think... It's been, like, 8, 10, something like that. I think the statute of limitations for that is only, like, 5, 6, I don't know.
I'm not that cool. I've never, like...
I think I'm in the clear. I'm not worried about it.
I just smoke a little bit of weed, or a lot of weed.
The only person that's going to arrest me is Paul, probably. He's going to call his friends.
He's not a cop anymore.
He'll call his friends. He's got
pull. Who's he gonna call? He's the Ghostbusters?
He might. He might call the fucking Ghostbusters.
You're more likely to call the Ghostbusters.
I can't remember the number. I wonder if what happens
isn't
if
you call that number. Isn't it 1-800-GHOSTBUSTERS?
I don't know. It was on that guy's jacket yesterday. Remember that? That was like 555.
I just made up 1-800-GHOSTBUSTERS.
It's on the commercial.
They be busting those ghosts open.
Have you ever seen the original Ghostbusters? You just seen the one with me?
Yes, I've seen the original Ghostbusters.
All right. I won't. Sometimes you haven't seen movies that I'm like, all right, she should have seen this.
Don't tell me what I shouldn't have seen.
Wasn't your brother's birthday today?
Yes.
I should have messaged him and said happy birthday.
It's my dad's birthday technically today.
I will see him today.
1-800-555-2368 is the Ghostbusters.
See? What happens if you call that? Can we call that?
Yeah, we'll call it.
Can you put it on speaker?
Yeah. It said number not valid, made that screeching sound, and then hung up on me.
So
if you need your ghosts busted,
don't call
that number.
It's not how you reach him anymore.
That's not how you reach it. You have to.
That latest movie.
You have to tweet at him, I think.
That latest movie is way off. Because remember, they called the number again, and it was like a pawn shop now.
Yeah, it was good, Well, yeah, now he's busy busting ghosts again. Or he's trying to live his little pawn shop life. He doesn't want to be bothered by them.
But he does. He gets the crew back together.
That one guy died. He showed up in ghost form. He said, don't bust me, guys.
he said, let me have this one.
Don't put me in that little machine.
He said,
live my life.
I'm a good guy, I guess.
And then I think he didn't evaporate into the sky.
He was like,
I'm free now.
I think he knew that was gonna be his final.
That was his
needed thing.
Last hurrah.
Yeah, I think so.
He said, I've sown all my wild oats. I've done my duty on this planet.
He passed on.
R.I.P. that guy.
I can't think of Dr. Vinkman?
Yeah, he was the cute one. We loved him.
The nerdier one?
Yeah.
Or not, was it Vinkman? No.
I don't remember. I think so.
I can't remember.
I don't remember.
My memory is terrible, I think.
It's been so long since I've seen it. And I only watched it one time.
We watched it in October? Was that when the new one came
out?
We went to theater to see it.
We went to the theater. I don't remember.
I think it was October.
I don't remember when we saw it.
I think it was a little bit before Halloween.
You're right. I think it was.
that lady today, when I was at, I just saw a sign. It said rummage sale. So I was like, all right, I'll go check this out. And it was like in this like weird barn. And I'm like sorting around and they're like, oh, there's more stuff inside. And then like you like went through the alley little thing and you went through the door. And it was like the back of a church and there was like a rummage sale and this like lady comes up to me and she goes, oh, I'm a hugger, can I give you a hug? And gave me a hug and she was like, welcome, thank you so much. And I think she saw my shirt, which is like the Sarcos Phyllis Satanicus of Chris Pontius and Steve-O. And she was like kind of like, oh, okay. I think she was a little like nervous after that. So I just kind of like ran through there quick, and then when I was leaving, I ran into Taylor. So I said hi to Taylor. Yeah, I forgot to tell you that. So yeah, I saw her.
Tell him what that phrase means.
The Sarcos Phyllis Satanicus is the Tasmanian devil in Latin. I just kind of assume everybody in the world is a Wild Boys fan. Which nobody in the world seems to be a Wild Boys fan.
That's fair to assume that, but not everyone knows. Even if they were, they might not remember that fact.
The Wild Boys are life, you know? I think The Wild Boys was one of the best shows that MTV ever had. What was your favorite, old school MTV show?
Ooh, I don't remember.
I got a couple favorites. Like, I got a couple, like, banger favorites.
I wasn't, like, super allowed to watch MTV. I always had to watch it, like, kind of in secret. So, like...
At a friend's house.
Or, like, in the basement or something. So, like, I did love Jersey Shore. I did spend a whole summer, like, binging Jersey Shore in the basement.
I didn't like Jersey Shore.
I loved Jersey
Shore. I loved Viva La Bam.
Okay.
I liked what was it called? Buried Life. That show that I was showing you with Alex the one day.
Uh-huh.
That is... what a good show that was. Those guys, I guess, still do, like, a bunch of, like, good stuff, and they do all kinds of stuff. They seem to be cool dudes. I wonder if we could, like, reach out to them.
I bet you could.
Because who knows what they're doing nowadays. I don't think they're doing much. Maybe one of them's free. Just say, this is what I want to do before I die. Get you on the podcast.
I wonder if you say that.
See what happens.
They probably won't. They'll be like, we don't do that anymore.
I feel like they got good stories.
They probably have.
I feel like they did a bunch of shit that never filmed. Amazing
stories. Yeah, they probably have so many moments that were never released and stuff.
I was super into them before, when the show was on, and apparently they did another 100 things before, like while they were in college, and then they made a whole another list for the show, or like before they started doing the show. So that was like their second time going around at it.
Their second. Oh, so they had like a practice round.
Yeah, they did a whole different list.
They were like, let's do it again.
Yeah. And they got a bus, and then they got the MTV show.
I bet the second list was pretty epic because they had like better ideas.
Yeah, I feel like they had more like, oh, they were older, we're gonna be on TV. We gotta really bring it.
A little funding.
Fundage. I'm trying to think of other, like, there's another show on MTV that I was super into.
I don't remember a lot of them.
Do you ever remember, like, Rock of Love or Flava of Love?
Yeah, I do.
Fucking Flava Flav cracked me up.
He was iconic.
He was so fucking funny in that show. And I feel like he was, like, so fucked up half the time, and he was just like, I don't even know what the fuck's going on. He's just like, I'm just fucking here, and it's great. Like, all these girls want me. Flava Flav was the fucking greatest hype man of all time.
Biggie, I'll just take what I can get.
Yeah. He was just there, though.
He said, you pick which one will look best with me, and I'll sit back and believe you.
And then the Rock of Love was ridiculous with Bret Michaels.
Was it Bret Michaels?
Yeah.
I don't know who Bret Michaels is.
From, he's in Poison. The singer of Poison.
That girl is Poison. Oh, no, that's Bubba DeVoe. That song is called Poison. Bubba DeVoe is the band. What band? Poison?
Poison. Yeah.
It's rock and roll?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm familiar.
Ain't looking for nothing.
Yeah.
Good time.
Yeah.
I can't sing anymore of that.
I know it.
Oh, shit, you're gonna get sued now. Oh. Wait, no, is that 8 seconds?
Just cut it out. Have the technology. It's not that serious.
No, we're not getting sued.
No, cut it out anyway. I don't want people to hear that. I just wanted you to know that I knew the words, too. I just wanted you to know that I knew as well.
Well, that's Poison. And that's Bret Michaels.
I like my version better. I like Bell Biv DeVoe better. Maybe not. I don't know what they look like. Just like that song better.
So, we went to Cedar Point today. That was an event today.
We did. Yeah. Oh, my God. It was a production. If I've ever been on stage, it was Cedar Point today.
You were like, we have to walk this far?
I just wanted to choose. We had to walk. I don't mind walking. That's not my problem. My problem is I'm fat and I'm tired, and I don't want to walk that far to get a cheese on a stick. And then I did want to walk that far to get a cheese on a stick. I did. I was tired. I worked. I was just tired. I was sleepy. I'm fat. I didn't want to. I'm lazy. And we get to the cheese on a stick.
But no. Time out. Before the disappointment. Before that, we had another disappointment.
So my little, like, app thing wouldn't work. And, like, so I used my little, like, scanner thing on, like, my little code to get into the park. I thought that was the same thing as, oh, you burnt the fuck out of this. What did you do to this? How long did you microwave this for?
2 minutes.
Why is it burnt the fuck?
Because that's what Hot Pockets say to do. They say 2 minutes.
Or is it oil? I hope it's not burnt. You burnt it this bad?
It wasn't burnt. It tasted good.
Okay, never mind. I'm sorry. I was concerned.
It's anyway, that garlic butter crust.
That garlic butter crust. Oh, so good.
Anyway.
So we get our, like, we are like, oh, I want to Cedar Point because, like, we have, like, a little food pass. So, like, we get our, like, meal, you know? It's paid for, whatever. And so I go and, like, my little app wasn't working. And so I go to scan, like, my little code. And she's like, no, it didn't work. And I'm like, well, I got into the park. Like, how is it not working? Like, just give me my food, you know? Like, it's right there on it. Like,
I've been paying for it.
Like, it's right there on it. Like, let me get my shit, you know? I was nice. I was like, okay. Well, I was like, well, I mean, you know. So finally, I'm like, all right, well, I'll just pay for it. It's no big deal. Like, I understand. Like, you can't do anything about it. Like, it's out of your hands. No big deal. And so I go to hand her my money, and she's like, oh, we're cashless.
Cash, which is fucking no so cash. Stupid. You have to go to a cash kiosk.
Bullshit. That was
apparently they think
as fuck.
It's faster, but it is so slow.
Like, it's safer, because then people's money isn't falling out of their pockets, and then Cedar Point is responsible for the $100 that this kid lost.
Oh, my God.
His mom can give him a, that's my theory. So then that's fine. I put in my card, and then and the whole time, like, he's trying to get over to me, and he can't, because the line is, like, people are, like, running, like, and rushing, and, like, flowing like a fucking raging river. Like, it's awful.
It was so,
It was a fiasco. It was, like, truly, like, we were livestock. It was rough. So, yeah, I don't know if all the places at Cedar Point are that bad, but that place was rough. Like, not even that I had to pay for the food. That was fine. I understand that. That was okay. It was out of her hands. I get that. That's not the problem. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it was a madhouse. Like, these people were, like, it was nuts. It was crazy. And then when we got the elephant ear, that, it was crazy. Like, everywhere, like,
it felt like chaos. Yeah.
Like, these people waited in line for so long and then got up to the front and then were, like, didn't know what they wanted. And I was like, which is okay. And then they get up and she goes, well, what kind of toppings do you have? And the lady just looks like, well, there's, like, signs all over that have the toppings. And then it was funny. It was a whole thing. It was okay.
Like, I see what they're trying to do to make the lines faster and stuff.
But they made them too fast. It's not productive fast. It's like, I just wanted some damn catch up and I couldn't get to the catch up, you know?
Yeah. You couldn't even get back into, like,
I couldn't even get back into the area where the catch up was because the people, not even that there was no way to get back, like, I could get back, but the people were, like, running, like, it was crazy, like.
Like, they needed another condiment station.
Yeah, they needed
sure.
two, you know, for sure.
Because, like, they have so much in-house seating, but, like, they don't want, I feel like they don't, they're trying to make cleanup limited. Like, they're paying these people, like, $15, $20 an hour, like, and clean up. They're, like, I don't know. I feel like they're trying to make their job, like, robotic, or, like, I feel like prison, kind of, being in the line.
Yeah, like, we're just being, like, shuffled along.
It's, like, one, two, or three.
If they could have people, like, if they didn't have, if we could somehow get our food on a conveyor belt, scan our little ID thing, and then not have to talk to a person at all, that's what they would want, which is...
And then
insane.
I had the worst cheeseburger today ever.
Mine wasn't so bad.
I love cheap cheeseburgers. Don't get me wrong. And this was an expensive cheeseburger. Mine was free because I got my password.
Mine was not. Mine was the most expensive free meal I've ever had. $14.
Most expensive free meal.
$14 for my free meal.
Which
it was like, it was like, I don't know if anyone's ever experienced this, but like you go, you know, like you go on a date, right? And like you're like, oh, I'm only going on this date because like, I want the dinner. Like, I'm hungry, I'm poor. Like, I just want to eat, you know? I'm hungry, I'm poor. I just want to go to Cedar Point. Like, because I have a little food pass, right? And then you get there, and the guy's like, oh, let's go Dutch. And so you're like, fuck you, man. I came here because it was supposed to be free. And now you want me to pay for it? I'm paying for it in me being here. I already paid for it with my money. Like...
It was
lame.
And then...
Not a great experience, Cedar
okay,
Point.
So yeah, my cheeseburger was awful. I couldn't... Like, I thought I was going to fucking love this cheeseburger. I thought I was going to be in cheeseburger heaven.
Mine was all right.
It was going to be one of those, like, foil drive-in cheeseburgers where you're like, it's just so juicy and good and cheesy. But, like, I don't know what was wrong. My cheeseburger was fucking awful.
Mine was all right.
Weirdly salty. It was wet. and like, soggy, and the meat was just falling apart, and it was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yours was a Wendy's chili patty. Mine was good. Mine was all right.
It was the weirdest texture.
I feel like I'm just burgered out. Like, I've just had too many burgers lately. Like, I'm like, so I feel like that's why I was kind of like, man, right? But like, my burger was fine. It was like, it was okay. Was it worth $14? No. No.
Fair enough. That was a $3.
If I got it for, if I had been able to scan my thing and been like, all right, cool, it would have been worth it, but.
That's a $3 meal.
Yeah. Like, I'd rather go to McDonald's.
I would have loved a McDonald's cheeseburger over that, and I hate McDonald's.
Yeah.
I would have fucking crushed
I'll fuck a up a McDonald's cheeseburger. Yeah, I would crush a McDonald's.
And then fries. Oh, McDonald's fries are way better than them fries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the Fry Shack at Cedar Point, that is some good fries. But after this disappointment of the fucking cheeseburger, we were like, all right, let's go get this fucking cheese on a stick. And we walked a long, treacherous trek.
He hiked my face. And also, he doesn't just, like, casually stroll. Like, this man sprints.
Because Sandusky's a big place. Or not Sandusky. Cedar Point's a big place. And you gotta get places.
And I'm fat. And I'm tired. And I just want to mosey. Like, I'm a Stop and Smell the Roses kind of bitch. You know? Like, I want to people watch. And I know that we were, like, on a time crunch. You know? And, like, maybe I should have, you know, I should have hurried a little more. But I was like, and I did hurry. I hustled. I hauled ass over at Cedar Point.
There was a lot of characters.
And, like, we could have taken the little scary sky thing, but we didn't.
There was a lot of characters today.
There were.
There was a lot of fucking goofy kids.
I got this kid, like, bumped into me really hard and then fell over. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And he was like...
Yeah, we were both, like, freaking out. Like, I was like, what the fuck did you do? Like, did you trip the guy?
He really did hit me kind of hard. Like...
Yeah, like that guy's gonna do it to the wrong person someday and get bopped, I feel like.
Yeah, I should've.
He got mouthy. No, I'm just kidding.
He didn't get mouthy if he would've got mouthy.
But then his friends behind him were like, oh, he's just kidding, blah, blah, blah. And then he, like, limped away, like... He, like, kept playing it out, but it was like...
I'm like, whatever.
Why am I going to apologize? You bumped into me. Or, like, why are you going to play this out? Like, this is your fault, dude. Fuck that guy.
Like, I hope you really did twist your ankle.
I forgot about that for a second. Yeah, you did fucking get hurt.
Yeah.
I hope you tore your ACL, motherfucker. Trying to walk away now. So that was fucking kind of... Well, then when we were leaving, we made it just in time to get an elephant ear.
Yeah.
And it was the best elephant ear of my life.
It was so good.
It was thick and just so good. It was perfect.
She was juicy. She was good. And then, actually, we also got out in time to get a little soda pop at the little Coke thing. And we ran into my old middle school, junior high... history, social studies teacher, Eric Sodasanti. You'll never hear this. That's fine. I don't care. I'll name drop you all day. his ferrets ate a lot of my homework and a lot of our homework. Not just me. A lot of the kids that went to that school that had him as a teacher. He'd be like, my ferret ate your homework, so I couldn't grade it, so you get a zero.
What?
Yeah. He'd be like, I don't know where your homework is. And, like, his ferret ate it. Like...
That's so fucked up.
Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. Fuck you, you fat fuck.
I'd fight him.
No, it's okay.
Like, right. For me, that would be... If I ever actually
He's
did...
He's okay. He's doing his best, I'd like to believe.
No, I did so little homework or work where if I actually did a project and I actually took the time to do something and this motherfucker told me, like, hey, sorry, my ferret ate your fucking project. You got a zero. First off, last fucking project I ever do for this motherfucker.
Right.
I'm sleeping in your class the rest of the fucking year. You're not getting any attention from me. And two, I'm going to stand on my desk and dropkick you.
Like, yeah, he was awful.
He was
yelling at us and he was, like, leaning on a ruler. And he was known for, like, yelling and screaming and, like, breaking shit. But and he was, like, a yardstick. He was leaning on a yardstick, like a cane, you know? And it broke, it snapped, and we all, like... A pin could drop. You would hear a pin drop in this room. And he goes, I'm not that angry. I'm just fat. And we all were like, died. And like, literally, that was the moment I think the whole class was like, all right, fuck this dude.
That That reminds me of the juzo in the media. I think, did I talk about that on the podcast already?
I don't know. Maybe.
One of my junior high teacher had this yardstick, and she, like, was just talking, and, like, I wasn't really paying attention. And then I just remember, like, starting to pay attention, because she started getting kind of crazy, and I remember her going, "And that's why the Jews own the media!" And this yardstick, like, snaps, and, like, everyone's just like, "What the hell? Like, what the fuck's going on?"
Everyone's like, "I'm awake now."
Yeah. I had this other crazy teacher, too, that would, like, if you would sleep in class, he would, like, take a heavy-ass book, like an encyclopedia or just, like, the fucking textbook, and just wham it on your desk.
That's so fucked up.
So terrible. And, like, when I was an education major, they told you not to do that shit.
Yeah, because, like, what if the kid's, like, getting hit at home, and now he's gonna, like, have...
Exactly.
Mental breakdown in class.
Or kids with, like, that actually do have sleeping diseases and shit, too. Like, I actually had, like, narcolepsy, and, like, I wasn't quite diagnosed yet, and, like, fucking teachers were doing shit like that. Like, right. Terrible way to wake
your
up.
Brain.
Yeah, not a good way to wake
especially
up at all.
Especially at that age, like, that's not good.
And one
like,
day...
And also, teenagers, like, require more sleep. That's just fact. Like,
yeah. And I had him first
They're
period.
Growing babies, even though they're giant monsters.
I had him first period at, like, 7:40 in the morning, and this kid was sleeping in class, and it was, like, a desk kind of like this, but, like, the one where it comes up, like, an L and hangs over, and he banged that book on this desk, and the fucking desk, like, the bolts, like, snapped, and this kid fell forward, like, in the, like, the thing and everything.
Oh, my God.
And was like, "What the fuck, dude?" Like, he was pissed. Like, yeah. I would have been, too.
I would have been pissed, too. I would have taken it up with the fucking...
Shit would have been hands on sight.
The rest of the... upper levels, you know?
That's why schools are prisons.
They really are.
Teachers are fucking Nazis.
Teachers are prisoners just like the rest of us.
There is some cool
days,
teachers out there, but
maybe back then they weren't.
Well, they're just doing their best, I guess. I guess
I feel
if
like
I had,
I've had some really great teachers, I've had some really fucked up teachers.
I guess if I had to deal with teenagers for a long fucking time, though.
You get jaded, I'm
you
sure.
You get crazy, though.
Yeah.
I've heard horror stories. Like, there was a substitute teacher, I guess, and this was, like, a story from, like, a football coach that we had that graduated from our school. And he said one year that we had a substitute teacher, and the chair was red, and she had a white dress on, and somebody painted the chair red, and then she sat on it. And then it was red paint on her white dress, and then she was walking around, and then, like, so it ruined the fucking dress and everything, and
how
she never worked
up
at the school again. Yeah.
That's awful. Because, like, teachers are not, can be not good, but, like, students are also fucked up, like, and that's, you know, they're teenagers, they're going through stuff, like, I get it, you know.
They're little demons.
They are little demons. I feel like if you're gonna work with that age group, like, you have to, like, work, you can only work in it for so long before, like, you just
snap.
Hate them, yeah. And, like, then that's your cue to just get out, or work with, you know, a different grade, maybe for a couple years, or switch back and forth, like, you don't have to stick with the same thing, you know.
I feel like every grade takes a certain kind of person, too.
Yeah, yes.
Like, a junior high teacher would not do good in, like, a third grade teacher level, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a completely different mentality. Like, junior high teachers, like, I feel like it's a whole, like, you almost have to be friends with them, but not be friends with them. But, like, because, like, they kind of need that.
Like, you have, they have to know that, like, you understand them, but you're, like, you're their authority.
Yeah. Because if you let them, like, think they're too,
like,
friends.
Like, you have to tell them how it is, but, like, you also can tell them how it is.
Yeah. It's a weird balance.
Like, my aunt who, like, snatches the hats off kids' heads and are like, "This is a place of learning. We will not." And then she'll, like, tell you a mama joke. This kid will be like, "What are we doing next?" And she's like, your mom. And then she'll be like, "Oop, I don't know why I said that. Sorry." And the kid, like, just laughs, you know, and he's like, "It's fine."
It's just instinct.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she's like, "Ah, you know."
Sometimes instincts just kick in and you're like, "Oh, shit, I forget I'm with kids."
Yes, exactly. She's like, "Oop."
These
especially
are just,
cause, like, yeah,
junior,
you know,
high
it's just
kids.
She's funny. She's a funny lady.
It's a weird job, though. I feel like it's tough to be around kids all day.
Yeah. And, like, kids are fun. I can do kids for, like, a little bit. Like, I work with kids sometimes at work, and it's a great time. I love the kids that, like, I have a lot of kids that, like, come back to me just, like, because I'm nice and I'm not scary and, like, you know, that's really, that's a good feeling because the haircuts can be scary, like, for kids, you know? That's good. I love when the kids tell me that I'm their favorite at my shop, especially the kids that come there, like, frequently, like, the moms that, like, keep their kids' hair tight, like, and they're like, oh, or their mom, or the moms will be like, you know, you're his favorite. Like, that's, oh, it's just my fave. Like, I love that. And I think I'm not that, I'm, like, I think I'm good with, like, that age group, like, that, like, middle school age group, because, like, I feel like I have that, like, mentality joke, like, that sense of humor. Like, I'm gonna laugh at boners and farts. Like, it's funny to me. Like,
you know what I think is an extra hard job, especially in, like, today's era? Being, like, a child star. Like, not, like, a child, like, actor star, but, like, a, like, the Wiggles or, like,
yes, something like that. Someone who is, like, an influence on or children. Blippi. Yeah, yes, because, like, literally everything is on social media these days. And, like, you can just Google someone and have, like, their search history from when they were 13, like...
And parents are so touchy, you know?
Yeah, like, they'll be like, oh, he smiled the wrong way. He's...
Yeah.
He's weird. Like, we can't... You know, not, like, not, you know, that's fair, but, like... A like the Wiggles, you know, like, oh, Emma's a girl, like, that's not, my son can't like Emma because she's a girl Wiggle, like.
Yeah, and, like, there was a lot of, like, simulation with the old Wiggles, like, oh, like, they're gay, like, blah, 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 like, it, I don't know, like, it's just a weird job, though, like, to be, like, a adult but entertaining kids. And, like, you can't have a whole lot of kid actor, yeah, there's been kid shows played by, like, kids and stuff.
You can't really interact with kids like that, you know?
But kids gotta go to school and do, like, kid stuff, you know? You can't have a kid, like, portraying, it's hard, you know?
You can't, and these days, like, people aren't just gonna, like, let their kids be, like, on set all day like they used to be back when we were kids and watching Disney Channel, like...
That's like
and even back then, that's why a lot of those stars were, like, a lot older, because, you know, they couldn't be, and even now more so.
Well, I think the SAG has, like, stepped in and, like, made law, like, tightened up on laws for kids, and, like,
because,
like,
that's Macaulay Culkin. So many kids have been, like, exploited, and, like, there's, you know, like, the theory that, like, one Disney Channel actress wrote that book, like, the Child Star to Trainwreck Pipeline or something, like,
yeah.
You know, like, that whole theory, like, how, you know, a lot of things can happen, like, when you're unsupervised on a movie set, and you get into stuff you shouldn't get into, and,
like,
it can be scary, and a lot of kids, you know, grow up fucked up, you know?
I, like, being on a movie set was, like, it's crazy, there's so much going on. Yeah. Like, everyone's kind of got, like, their own little job on.
Could you imagine? I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, and as long as you got, like, a pass, or, like, you're, like, people know you're supposed to be there, like, they don't really care what you're doing, because they just
especially
figure you're doing your job.
If you're, like, a little kid, they're like, I'm not my job, you know?
Yeah. Like, everyone kind of just figures that you're doing your job, basically. So, like, I was just, like, roaming around, you know? Like, I was just doing my job, because I was in the stunt crew, or, like, the safety, I was doing safety stuff while I was there. And... just spotting, and it was just like walking around, because they did stunts very, very, very last. Like, we didn't do any stunts until like 3 a.m. So I just like kind of walked around, and I had to go to the bathroom. So they had porta potties, and I remember like going to the porta potty and then using the hand sanitizer in the porta potty, and like getting, I wasn't gonna like use my hands after using the hand sanitizer, so I kind of like just kicked the door open a little bit, gentle, and I almost hit this dude. He had his hat on, and it was like over his eyes, and you know, he was like walking all quick, and I was like, oh shit, sorry dude, blah blah, and he's like, oh no, it's cool, and I was like, oh hell yeah, and then walked all the way back, and the stunt coordinator that I was working for was like, do you know who you almost just kicked with the porta potty door? And I was like, I don't know. I don't have no idea who that was. He goes, well, that was John Travolta. And I was like, oh, shit. That's crazy. But, yeah, you just roll around, and everyone just expects that you're supposed to be there. And it's fun. It's a cool experience if you ever get to be on a movie set. Which is an interesting thing. But it's an experience that I'm glad I got to do, because not a lot of people get to experience that whole...
I've never met anyone else who's almost hit John Travolta with a porta potty door.
I feel like that's a list of very few people. Yeah. I might be a list of like one hand. Like there might be only 4 other people that maybe ever have done that.
Maybe there might only be one other.
Or maybe that's a weekly occurrence for him.
It might be. I'm like, sure. I'm sure working on movie sets, it probably happens frequently.
I think it was just how it was set up, because it was like an alleyway where they had the porta potties. So you had to walk down this little tight alleyway in way east side Cleveland.
Yeah.
It was fun.
That sounds fun. Sounds like a cool thing.
I thought my car was going to be on cinder blocks when I came back.
Oh my god. Not that bad.
I definitely thought I was going to be on cinder blocks.
You wish.
The guy that I was like supposed to meet up with, he was like, don't stop for anyone if they try to sell you anything once you get off the highway. He's like, people are going to try to sell you stuff. Some dude was like, what was he trying to get me to buy? He had like some like speakers or something. And he was like trying to get me to buy some little speakers. I just rolled my window up. And I was like, I'm going to keep my windows rolled up. I ain't buying nothing. I got no money.
No, that's how you get carjacked.
Yeah, exactly. And then you lose no... Then I have no car. I'm in Eastside Cleveland. Yeah, and I'm shanked, bleeding to death. And I don't get to hit John Travolta with a porta potty door.
You are never a stunt guy in a movie.
Well, I never got to do any. I just was there doing safety stuff, mostly. Like, I stopped this dude from... He bounced, and I jumped up, and I threw him back to the towards the mat, and that was the only cool, productive thing I did the whole thing.
That's still cool, though.
Well, it's not productive that I almost hit John, but it was
they're cool. On a first-name basis, John.
Yeah. We're buds after
that. I almost hit my friend John with a porta-potty door.
So if Mr. Travolta ever hears this... No, it was me.
Shout out to you. It was me.
I am the one. That reminds me of that song. I am the one, the bastard song. You remember that song?
Yeah.
That song was lit.
Yeah.
I can't remember what it was called at all.
I don't know.
I can't remember who was by. It's in my head now.
I think I've heard it like one time.
I want to hear it again, but I don't even know what it's called.
Just Google that. It'll be fine.
I'll do that after this.
Yeah, I don't know why you're so concerned.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. I'll remember it. I'll have a flashback once I listen to it.
Yeah, you will. It'll be fine. It'll be good.
You know who turned me on to that song?
Who?
Delonte. The same one. That was also a song that he was crazy about for like a couple weeks. Like the Charlie XX or whatever. Boom, clap the sound of my heart.
I love him.
But the Chicken Sushi Clan has some new equipment coming. We have a new mixer, so hopefully we won't be getting some of the feedback and stuff we've been getting on some of the episodes. I know that has been kind of an issue, and hopefully that is going to be not an issue here soon, guys. So if you've been listening, thank you. And I'm glad that you're sticking with it and coming back for every episode. It's been growing, and the podcast has been a lot of fun. We've been having a great time doing this.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Getting people together and
having all our friends over to do silly little shows in our silly little studio we made.
Yeah, and we got...
It's a good time.
A couple potential really awesome guest episodes coming up. Like little some interviews, and I hope that works out. I'm not gonna say anything yet and get anyone too excited, but I'm very excited, and I hope you guys keep listening and coming back, because it's gonna get awesome.
Yeah, it's gonna be lit.
The Chicken Sushi Clan is gonna be taking the world by storm slowly.
Make sure you follow on Spotify and
Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, Audible,
Instagram.
Find us on Patreon and support.
Facebook.
You can also support through Spotify.
Twitter,
yeah. Or Rockstar Rant on Twitter.
Twitter.
And what else we got? Plug. We got Patreon. If you go to the Patreon, though, you get early episode access. I forget what some of the tiers are, but you'll see them if you go to the Patreon. And you'll get a Q&A once a month with us. And
yeah, ask us your questions. We got answers.
Send us your feedback.
We got answers. Yeah, send us your feedback.
RockstarRand@iCloud.com.
Tweet at him. Or at RockstarRand.
find us on Facebook. You message us on Facebook, Instagram. Follow us on
Instagram at Chicken Sushi Clan.
Instagram, I'll probably definitely get your message the fastest. That's probably the easiest way to get to us is Instagram. Chicken Sushi Clan Instagram. Find us. We're out there.
Find us, follow us, join the clan.
Yeah, join the movement.
Be a part of the Chicken Sushi.
Because the shit we're rolling is raw.
In a sick way.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys.